Dear students, welcome back to the e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. In the first module of chapter 5, water, we have studied about water cycle and distribution of water bodies. Today, we are going to study about ocean circulation and its major types. First, we will study about ocean circulation. We know that the water of ponds or lakes is motionless, but ocean water keeps moving continuously. This continuous movement is called as ocean circulation. These movements that occur in oceans can be broadly categorized as waves, tides, and currents. We will study about these three types of movements one by one. First, we will study about waves. Waves are formed when the water on the surface of the ocean rises and falls alternately. During a storm, the winds blow at a very high speed and very huge waves are formed. These waves may cause tremendous destruction. An earthquake, a volcanic eruption, or underwater landslides can shift large amount of ocean water. As a result, a huge tidal wave called tsunami is formed. The largest tsunami ever measured was 150 meters high, and these waves travel at a speed of more than 700 kilometers per hour. Tsunami is a Japanese word that means harbor waves, as the harbors get destroyed whenever there is tsunami. Tsunami is also referred as the Earth's pandemonium. It means a situation in which there is a lot of noise, confusion, and disorder because people are frightened. Tsunami that struck South and Southeast Asian coast on 26 December 2004 caused huge damage. The tsunami of 2004 was the result of the earthquake that had its epicenter close to the western boundary of Sumatra. The magnitude of the earthquake was 9 on the Richter scale. Due to the earthquake, Indian plate went under the Burma plate. There was a sudden movement of the sea floor that caused the earthquake. The ocean floor was displaced by about 10 to 20 meters and tilted in a downwardly direction. Due to tsunami, the Indira Point in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, that is the southernmost point of India, got completely submerged. Tsunami waves traveled up to a depth of 3 kilometers from the coast and killed more than 10,000 people. In India, the worst affected were the coastal areas of Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Children, we cannot predict about an earthquake in advance, but it is possible to give a 3-hour notice of a tsunami. Such early warning systems are ready across the Pacific Ocean, but not in the Indian Ocean. Tsunamis are rare in the Indian Ocean as the seismic activity is less as compared to the Pacific. The tsunami that struck the South and Southeast Asian coast in December 2004 was the most devastating tsunami in the last several hundred years. The large damage caused to life and property was the result of lack of monitoring, lack of early warning systems, and lack of knowledge among the coast dwellers of Indian Ocean. The first indication that tsunami is approaching is the rapid withdrawal of water from the coastal region, followed by destructive wave. I hope that all of you have understood all the points that we have discussed today. We will meet again in third and last module of this lesson. Thank you. And have a nice day.